Hello and welcome to Moneyline. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me. It's going to be August 7th, Friday, when you see this. I'm actually taping this the day before, but this is a special show. I'm doing something I never do. I'm sharing some stocks from my watch list during the show, and you'll find out why I'm doing this in a minute, why I'm in a strange background coming on here. Also talking about the Teladoc Livongo deal. Everybody wants to know what's going on. And the NASDAQ breaking out once again. All coming up on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right, thanks again, everybody, for joining me. This is Matt McCall, and it is a Moneyline this week, our normal Friday show. But what is not normal is my surroundings. As you can see, this is unfortunately the best I could find in this hotel room right now. I'm in South Florida on a business trip, and I had to close this because there's just so much light. I'm not complaining. There's a lot of sun outside, but I couldn't find anywhere that really you could see me and not be bad. And I am the furthest thing from a producer. So Brooke, my producer, I will send this over to, and hopefully he does not shoot me for having just this terrible, ugly tan background. But it is Friday, and I hate missing any type of show, so I wanted to make sure I got something in. It's going to be a shorter show. We're going to get to the point, but there's a couple of very important things we need to talk about this week. The other thing is, as I mentioned, we do something that I don't normally do. I have a watch list that we go through every day, and add stocks, take stocks off. Right now, we need to go through it a little bit, but there's 359 stocks on there right now. I'm looking at it. I have a screen right below me. So I'm going to go through that, and it's going to be fun because I'm going to be looking at some of these, not for the first time, obviously, because I put them on there, but maybe for the first time in a little bit, and discuss that. We may come up with an idea together. However, before we get in there, we have two topics we want to talk about. First topic number one is the breakout that we're seeing right now in the large technology companies and the NASDAQ itself. The NASDAQ itself on Thursday closed up 1% exactly, 109 points and change to 11,108. The first time the NASDAQ ever closed above 11,000. And keep in mind, folks, you know, that may mean nothing to you, but keep in mind that on March 23rd, I think it was, or somewhere around there, I'm looking up right now for you. On March 23rd, the NASDAQ composite hit 6631. 6631. And we're now at 11108. And just imagine how many people, I hope the people watching were not, because if you were listening to me, you were not selling at that point. But way too many people sold down at that level. It's sad, but it's true. But again, as I've always been saying, it's not too late. We can figure this out. There's more upside coming. This is the beginning of the roaring 2020s, folks. It's only 2020 now. We got 10 more years. A lot of time. A lot of time. All right, so Facebook, and again, I always try to disclose if I have any of these stocks for our subscribers or for myself or for clients of my money management firm, Penn Financial Group. I'd like to disclose those. I don't always, and none of these stocks here are recommendations, just my thoughts, so keep that in mind. But Facebook had a hell of a day on Thursday, up 6.5% on big volume, over 45 million shares traded hands to 265.28. That is a new all-time high. I mean, man, oh man, does that look good. Now let's take a look at Apple. Apple up 3.5% to $4.55 a share. The stock was below $300 to start the year. Now it's at $455 a share. Biggest company in the world out there. Man, is that looking good. You know, some of these names, I got to tell you, they're just looking fantastic. Netflix is not at an all-time high, but it had a nice day on Thursday, up 1.4%. Then we have Amazon, a decent day, up 0.6%, but I think that was, all-time closing high, not intraday high, but all-time closing high. So these stocks are rocking and rolling. Another big name out there is Microsoft, MSFT, and that closed, I think, at an all-time high as well, closing high, and no, it missed it by about 21 cents. It closed at 216.35. So, but I'm just giving you an idea of all these stocks at or near all-time highs. We've had big volume coming into them, and these are really trillion-dollar companies, most of them I just mentioned. Trillion-dollar companies. And so, you know, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, all in Penn Financial Group. Some clients own those, so just for full disclosure. But amazing to me, the strength that we are seeing right now in these large tech stocks. All right, I just had to get that out of the way because a lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people, of course, are putting it down. I mean, come on, folks, stop fighting this stuff. Would I buy Apple here today? No, I wouldn't, because it's just, I'm not chasing it. But would I sell it for any reason? Well, if you want to take some off the table, diversify portfolio potentially. But you know, if it's a certain part of your portfolio, no, I wouldn't sell it. If it's grown so big that it makes up too much of your portfolio, then you trim it back on something like this. Absolutely. But that's for each individual to answer that question. So the other big thing that went on this week, this was yesterday before the bell. Two stocks that we have in our portfolio. One is in Investment Opportunities, which is our bigger companies, and that's Teladoc. And with Teladoc heading into yesterday, we were up over 500% on the initial investment in just over 2 years. So it's, we haven't had it that much, but over 500%. That's a 6x gain, folks. I mean, we've got into this because I believed in the future of telehealth. And yesterday, as a matter of fact, or is it 2 days ago, sometime this week, I can't remember anymore. I think it was yesterday. I had a call, a telecall. It wasn't telehealth in particular, but I had it. It was not teledoc. It was a telehealth call with my doctor. It was something that just said I had to talk to her to get a prescription, and it was in 3 to 5 minutes we were done. Instead of going all the way to the doctor's office, sitting, waiting, face mask on for COVID, going in, being exposed potentially to what's going on in the doctor's office, come back. That could literally be 1 or 2 hours of my day. Instead, 3 minutes right from the home office, put on my earplugs, boom, talked to her, done. Went to the CVS and got my prescription. That is the future. And when it comes to telehealth, the average was a couple thousand people per week before COVID. After COVID, about 1 million people per week using this. It's not gonna go away. It may slow down a little, don't get me wrong, when things get back to normal, but this is the future. And we knew that already. I knew we were going that way. I didn't know when. So then yesterday, they made an announcement that they're buying and merging with Livongo. That's Sybil, L-V-G-O. And that was in our back-end product, our smaller company product called Early Stage Investor. Heading into yesterday, in less than a year, just less than a year, we were up over 300% in that stock already. Unbelievable. Healthcare, AI, telehealth, all is what Livongo does. And Livongo is a great story that I talked about. It might have been 2 or 3 weeks ago. When we initially bought the stock after it went public in August, we recommended it after that. It was pulling back a little bit. I thought it was a great opportunity. Well, it kept pulling back. As a matter of fact, from our initial entry price to the low in early October, our position was down 50% at one point, 50. But the reason I bought the stock was because AI. It was because of remote healthcare. It was going after chronic diseases that are not going away, unfortunately. It had everything that we wanted in it. So we held on to it because the reason I bought was still there. It was just cheaper. Thank goodness we held on, because if we had a 50% stop, we'd have been stopped out. Like I mentioned, heading into yesterday, up 300%, not from the low, but from our entry price. So they decided to combine an $18.5 billion deal. So the stocks fell on this deal. And people are freaking out. And to me, you know, it's because people aren't understanding the deal. You're taking a leader in telehealth, the global leader in Teladoc. TDOC is a symbol if you don't know that yet. The global leader in telehealth. And you're combining it with a very niche company that is using artificial intelligence, connectivity, and putting it all together with chronic diseases and people being able to be tracked at home by their doctors, not having to go into the doctor's office and take care of themselves at home. I mean, what a great complimentary buy by Teladoc. What a great merger. Did they pay too much for it? Potentially. But they only paid about a 10% premium based on yesterday's deal, based on Tuesday's closing price. A 10% premium. Sure, Livongo's gone bananas and gone up. We love it because we have the stock. But did they pay a little too much? Maybe. But I don't care in the long term. Short term doesn't matter. Both stocks did bounce back today. Both are up about 5%. On Thursday. Both bounced back about 5% on Thursday. Still both off the highs that we hit earlier this week, which were all-time highs. They closed Tuesday at an all-time high, both of them. Things were rocking and rolling. So, folks, you can't hit highs every day. So the people that are freaking out that I pull back a little, man, oh, man, get in the long game. The long game is how you win. Deals like this. So to us, yeah, this is a great deal. I love this deal. And I think both, I mean, the stocks will eventually merge. and they will become your LVGO shares, Livongo shares, will become Teladoc shares. It will keep that symbol. It will keep Teladoc's name. And you know, I put, for all my subscribers, I put out the specifics of the deal. If you want to look it up, just put it in Yahoo Finance or whatever. Just Google it, and you'll see the specifics of the deal. It is a cash and stock deal. So when Teladoc came down, so did Livongo shares, because a lot of it's tied to the price of Teladoc. But eventually, your shares, if everything goes through smoothly, will your shares will turn over to Teladoc shares. Okay, so I'm going to keep going here, because I do have the dinner to get to, but I wanted to get this done Thursday night to help my producer tomorrow, because we're still working all day tomorrow, doing photo shoots, doing meetings. And just so you know, I'm down here for something very special. I'm meeting with a new business partner. We're launching a new front-end newsletter with crypto, and one of the guys, one of the first ever to own Bitcoin. I just had lunch with him and his wife, and we're going to have dinner in here in a bit, and doing some more stuff tomorrow. So we are boots on the ground, and that's something that I pride myself on. Many of you know that. You know, a lot of guys can sit in their fancy office. I don't have a fancy office. I share it with a bunch of other people, and I'm in the pit with every other person. But when I'm on a road, man, we are working. My feet hurt right now from walking and doing so much stuff. But we're getting back out there, but I want to get a quick show in for you. So we have one more topic. As I mentioned, we talked about three things today. Two so far. Big tech breaking out. That's good. This is all great stuff. This tells you something. This tells you how strong this economy really is. Number two is Livongo Teladoc merger. This is great for the future of telehealth. This is great for shareholders of both companies. It could take time for these stocks to bounce back a little bit as we kind of try to figure out the nature of the business combined and how it's going to look. But again, this is short-term problems in a long-term world, folks. So don't worry about it. I actually might coin that. Short-term problems in a long-term world. I kind of like it. So don't worry about that. One more thing. Actually, I'll get into this in a second. I take that back. So what I'm going to do, because I didn't have much planned today, because I plan on doing the show tomorrow, but my producer's here with me because he's doing photo shoots and stuff with us. He said, Matt, we got to get it done tonight. He's so quiet and nice that he didn't actually say that, but I figured he wanted me to get it done. So we're getting it done. So I had nothing planned. I'll be completely honest with you. But what I'm about to do is I'm going to go through that list of 359 stocks, and no, I'm not going through all of them because that would be absolutely, bad shit. You know what? I guess I said the bad word. Sorry. You know, bad something crazy. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to sort these stocks by revenue growth over the last four quarters. And we're going to take a look at some of the stocks that come up, and I'm scanning through them right now. I'm seeing them looking out of the corner of my eyes. I had a couple that look pretty good. And one that came up is GW Pharmaceuticals, GWPH. This was one of the original cannabis stocks, pot stocks, because it's a biotech based out of UK, but it actually uses cannabis, synthetic cannabis, for drugs, for really epilepsy for children. And what a great story how it's helped so many people. It was the first drug with cannabis approved by the FDA a couple years ago. The stock's at 132 as of Thursday's close. It was down well below 100 in March, of course, when everything fell back. It was down in the high 60s, so it's come back a lot. But it is well off the highs, so we hit just below 200 in 2019. It's got some more good news coming out about it, so this is one I'd keep an eye on. And I think you're going to see a lot more of their drugs, and even like Epidiolex is their big drug that was approved for other ailments as well. So that's one to keep an eye on. You see, it's kind of the future. And if we do see medical marijuana legalized here in the United States, even though this drug is legalized, Epidiolex, this will be good for this company. You know, I will say a lot of them looking at here, they are they're companies that are on here that are biotech, because I have so many biotechs in my watch list, because as you know, I think biotech, it is the decade, not the year of biotech, but the decade of biotech. Okay, here's one that came up, and this is actually one I wanted to touch on anyway, and I should with what's going on with it as of Thursday. So on Thursday, a company by the name of OnTrack, OTRK, formerly known as Catasys, symbol was CATS, CATS. This is a stock that I talked about in a live free webinar a few months ago, and the stock doubled pretty quickly after I said it. Then it pulled back, and it pulled back through the month of May, did nothing really in June, started to move higher. And I was getting emails and tweets and all that kind of stuff from people, subscribers, customer service calling me and saying, what's going on? That we are getting a lot of calls with at the time it was called Catasys, now it's called OnTrack, OTRK. I said, listen, I said, a stock doubled so fast. Yeah, that's great. But it had to pull back, and it did. It was still always up. It was up less than 20% though, so it gave back a lot of gains. In that time frame, there was a short company. These companies come out short stocks. Again, I've talked about this in the past, so you could find it in past podcasts, so I'm not gonna get too into it. But they literally short the stock, meaning they make money if the stock goes down. They short the stock, then they put out this BS report, tweet about it, how bad this company is, and they say in the bottom line, we are short this, and we're not gonna tell you when, or we don't have to tell you when, we're gonna cover the short. So basically, it could be up here, they short it, it falls, they buy it back at a lower price, they make money, and it screws the company for a couple months. Well, I laughed at that, and I tweeted out, you guys are so full of BS. Today, or sorry, I keep saying today because I'm doing this a day early. Thursday, the stock was up 43.5%. So take that. You short sellers that try to go out there and fleece these companies and fleece retail investors, I hope you sold your shares, and I hope you're so screwed. I hope you go out of business. Because what you do is not only illegal, in my opinion, but extremely, extremely unethical. And you're not good people. I don't care what you say. And what's crazy is the regulators, and we don't do this, we don't own shares, or I don't, and nobody in my company owns shares of the companies we recommend to subscribers for this very reason, because it gets dicey. And you know what? People say, I don't have skin in the game. I don't. But I also don't do stuff like this. But there are some people who buy it, you know, buy a stock, then go out there, recommend it, pump it up, and sell into it. There's people in the industry. Not everybody's good people. But the shorting's the worst, because you're literally screwing a small cap company with a BS report. Are some of these short companies doing a good job because they actually expose bad things? Absolutely. But most are junk. And this company, I'm not even going to name them, and I can't remember the name because they're so irrelevant in my life. But I hope they were still short, because I hope they got screwed by this. But our subscribers, congratulations. Because now you're up, I think, 285-290% from the entry price. So congratulations. OTRK is a symbol on that. Another healthcare company. I'm gonna do a couple more, then I'm gonna wrap this up. I'm looking at this literally as I'm going through. These are the first time I'm looking at this list of stocks here today. Just trying to come up with something that's not healthcare that I know a little bit about here. And that's something that we could talk about that's a little exciting, if you will. Oh man, I gotta tell you. Here's one. You know, Slack Technologies. You know, we use Slack at work. It's kind of a way to talk with each other, especially now in this COVID world. The symbol's work, WORK. I gotta tell you, I like the action in this company recently. The stock just went public back in 2019, the middle of 2019. It ran up to a new all-time high in early June, and I believe it came out with some earnings and it dropped. And it's been drifting from $40 and closed at $30.09 on Thursday. It's got a ton of support at 30. It's got the 200-day moving average in the high 20s. I'm actually taking a look at this stock because I think if it holds up down here, this is a nice play because, again, we're not getting back to normal as far as businesses are concerned. A lot of people are okay working from home. I'm not a fan of it personally, but I think we're going to see a lot more of that. And, you know, I've been against this Slack stuff, but I use it all the time now. I Slack my team, especially when I'm traveling. It's the best way to get a hold of me. So that's one to keep an eye on as well. You know, another one that's interesting, which this was a SPAC, S-P-A-C, Special Purpose Acquisition Corp. As you all know, SPACs are hot right now, especially a lot of EV companies are using SPACs, electric vehicles. This is one I've been following for a while, and I wish I would have bought it, man, because I had it on my list, and I didn't buy it, and I really wish I did. And remember, most SPACs, they go off at 10 bucks a share before the merger, and then they price from there. This one's called Purple Innovations, P-R-P-L. And if you know what that, if you don't know what it is, it's a mattress company. It's the ones that kind of roll up like this and they come in a box and you open it and it goes, phew. I actually don't have a purple one, but I have one that I bought in my house in Nashville, a nice king size bed. It's the best mattress I've ever had, believe it or not. Tufton Needle is the name of it. And it was inexpensive compared to a lot of other mattresses I bought in my life. So this stock is running up, hit a new all-time high this week. Looked like on Monday or Tuesday. Since pulled back a little bit. Ton of support around 20, but this is the future. Like, why the hell would you go to the mattress store? It's like buying a used car, which is like the worst experience ever. Buying a mattress is almost as bad as buying a used car. It is just a terrible, terrible experience. It could be worse, actually. So this stock is a leader of the future of mattresses. There's other ones out there. Casper's another one, CSPR. It went public before Purple. Struggling though. I've always said the Purple's a better company and I stick by it. Casper stock is struggling right now. when Purple's doing well. So keep an eye on Purple. That's a rare one. You may not have heard from me anywhere else, either time. Let's see what else. I got two more here, then we're going to wrap it up for the show. I'm trying to see if I can find something fun for you guys as I'm going through here. And if I keep looking to the left, that's because it is Thursday afternoon right now. Markets are closed, but my beloved Philadelphia Flyers are on, and they're winning 1-0 as of right now. And I have to tell you, this team's coming out of nowhere, and boy, they are looking good right now, playing the Washington Capitals. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find another one here that looks good. Here's one, and this is almost like a COVID play. This is called Fresh Pet. This is a $4.2 billion company, FRPT, and it's just as it sounds. It's pet food, basically. And this company, man, oh man, you go back to 2015, this stock was about $5 a share. It's at 102 right now. 102.71 is where it closed Thursday. And on Wednesday, it's up to nearly $111 a share from five years ago. FRPT is a symbol, $4.2 billion company. But it's basically dog food, cat food, pet food that's good for you. You can see it in the sections all around the grocery stores. Needs to pull back a little bit, but man, with COVID, more people are getting pets. It's just amazing. I was on the plane this morning heading down here from Baltimore, and the woman diagonally behind me had a little dog with her, and the damn thing kept yapping, which I thought was very inappropriate, but it is a dog, so it is what it is. But that is one to keep an eye on as well. Very, very interesting play there. And I'm going to try to get you one more and see if I can find something fun. I had a stock in my head here a minute ago that I wanted to pull. Oh, I know I got one for you. And this is more about what I saw today. I've had the airline stocks on my list for stocks to potentially buy for myself. Probably not subscribers because it's not too cool, not cool enough for them. More tech stuff there. Potentially clients of Penn Financial Group, my money management firm. And I flew to New York. I had a couple flights last week. Yeah, airports were pretty empty. When I flew today, I flew through Charlotte on the way to Sarasota. When I flew through Charlotte, it was mobbed. I had to go from B gate to E gate. I hate connecting, but it's the only way to get down from Baltimore to Sarasota. There's no straight shots. And American, it's kind of a hub down there for them. Packed. The line at Starbucks had to be, no exaggeration, 60 people deep, wrapped around the corner. We found one way in the E gate, my producer and I, and we still waited 25 minutes for a coffee. It was packed. Our flight was full. I don't know if they're allowed to do that, but it was full. Apparently allowed, but I didn't know they were doing that. It was a full flight. So what does that tell me? Airlines. So let's take a look at some of these. Two airlines, the cheap ones come to mind. When I say cheap ones, I mean the more discount ones. Spirit Airlines, symbol SAVE, S-A-V-E, hit a high of 44 and change in, actually almost 47, almost 47 and a half in February. Stock fell down so low in March, down to single digits, $7. It's now at 17 and a quarter. If you think we're gonna fly again, this stock probably doubles in a couple years. You take a look at Southwest if you want, LUV, same thing, $33 a share. If you think we go back to flying again next couple years, this stock probably doubles. Allegiant, another cheaper, low-priced airline, $118 a share. If you think flying comes back, it probably comes back. You can always buy the ETF too, JETS, J-E-T-S. I'm not as much about that. I'd rather pick a stock or two, but I was on the precipice of buying the other day. Also, Trump came out this week and said he's gonna give the airlines more of a bailout, basically. You have that going for it, I'm telling you. Boots on the ground. I never would have believed if somebody told me Charlotte Airport was packed today. It was packed, folks. I tweeted a picture of it, I think. If not, I forgot to, and I will tweet a picture of it. But it was packed. All right, so I went through a lot of stuff today. Again, these are not recommendations going out to tell you to buy, none of that stuff. I'm just sharing ideas. I'm literally sharing these off the cuff with you. And this was not planned at all. But let's just wrap it up. A lot of stocks looking good, number one. Number two, Teladoc Livongo deal, I love it. Stocks pulled back, I love it. Number three, Day Tech breaking out. That is good, good news for the market itself. All right, again, it is Thursday night. You're watching this Friday. You're watching the weekend. Have a great freaking weekend, please, people. Enjoy it. Smile. I'll be in Florida for a little bit. Then I'll be back in Baltimore. We got a lot of exciting things we're working on. I can't wait to tell you who I was meeting with today, who I'm going to meet with again tonight. Stuff's good, folks. Stuff is good, and things are rocking. I will give you a hint. It's about cryptocurrencies. It's about Bitcoin. And our cryptocurrency, our altcoin portfolio, which we launched on January 7th, right now, as of today, Thursday night is up 120% as on average. Unbelievable. Stuff's rocking and rolling, folks. I'm smiling for a reason, because we're making money. All right, go out there, hug somebody, slap them on the behind. As I always tell them you love them. Be safe. We'll see you next week. Again, this is Matt McCall.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.